I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've got a mouthful of crisps, haven't you? Yeah, there you go. Old crisp Klassen strikes again.
There you go. There you go. Nothing. You've proven nothing with that.
Okay, okay. Right, well, look, welcome to episode 16.
16.
Of Hardcore Listing with myself, Stu, and...
Captain Feelgood. I can't call myself Doctor. I haven't got any
Well, obviously, you probably realised we haven't done a lengthy introduction because we don't really need to because we're not introducing anyone, are we?
In this episode, Stu's a prick.
So, whilst before we get going on our listener top fives, let's have a little shout out to... all the guys on the Distraction Pieces Network.
Yeah.
Big hello to you guys.
Yeah. Tuesday Night Jaw with Jim Smallman.
Yeah.
Stop and Search with Mr. Jason Reed.
Yep.
And Say Why to Drugs with Dr. Susie Gage.
Yeah.
And of course, the big man.
Yeah.
Up top.
There's a drunk cast next week, isn't there?
We're contractually obliged. Yeah. That's what we have to say. Yeah.
He's horrible to us, isn't he? He makes us do this.
He's a dirty rotter.
Yeah,
he is.
Dirty rotter.
Yeah.
Recording podcast next week, which should be interesting.
Yes, back on a drunk
cast.
Sorry,
drunk cast, not podcast.
Yeah, we're back on a drunk cast next week. Sat's going to be...
next week.
This is... I'm having a little bit of alcohol just to warm my lining up for next week's carnage.
Yep. I don't want that to be a tenuous link to you start talking about your fast
No, you've talked about that more than enough.
Yeah. This evening, I'll tell you what, before we get into the top fives and what it's going to be about tonight, just want to say thank you for downloading, because if you're listening right now, you probably downloaded it. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for streaming on YouTube and we can't thank you enough. You've been really supportive and it's really good fun.
Yeah.
And tickets have done another big surge.
Yeah, bizarrely, surge.
Bizarrely, after the episode about your
coffee enema.
So,
live on stage, August 10th, my second organic coffee enema, administered by my good friend Stuart Roy.
I'd do that.
Well, you'd poke a pipe up my bum.
I will put a pipe up your arsehole.
Would you?
If you done an enema on stage. That would be amazing.
I ain't doing it.
Nah, yeah. You're always the tough guy when you're on the podcast, aren't you?
If you want to poke a pipe up my bum.
Right, let's stop
pipe.
Talking about piping your ass. Right, so should we just get on with it? It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Yeah, right. So this week we thought it'd just be me and you just doing some listener top fives, and you guys went mental. It's getting even more crazy now whenever we ask for top fives. And your requests are absolutely, they're fucking brilliant.
Got loads. These are all the ones that you guys have sent in, and there's stacks.
Shall we read out a couple anyway before we say what we're going to do?
All right, yeah. Go on, then. You got some?
All right. My mate, old Glenn Cole, top five horror movies. Great choice, Glenn.
Big Steve. Big Steve Bruce. Yep. Top five movie bad guys, top five indie bands, top five record labels.
Yeah, top five floor clearers as well. I remember you replying to that online saying you've got hundreds of those, mate.
Yeah.
I can testify. I've seen you do it live. Often.
Top five alcoholic beverages to consume
whilst recording a podcast. Recording thank a you, podcast. Robert Hughes.
Don't really
Tommy
know
Cullen.
What he's talking about.
Oh, Tommy C. I seem to remember you did a top five opening tracks on albums. What about five closing tracks? Yeah, it's all good.
Decent. Top five Martin Gore outfits of the '80s from Jenny.
Amazing.
There's more. There's too many.
Yeah.
From Steve Playboy Plow, top five birds you've had it off with.
it's so loaded, isn't it? That.
Yeah. That's one of my. That's my good pal. That's the guy that. In the previous podcast, when we talked about the comment on the Ant McPartlin.
Was it Steve?
Yeah, that was Steve, yeah.
Well done, Steve. That's a tremendous effort, mate. Top five kids cartoons from the 80s. Andy, I need a lot of time to work on that one, bruv.
I might entertain that in a bit.
Yeah. Oh, really? All right. Top five Pip songs?
Yep. I don't.
Do you know five?
No, I just know all the hits.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
That's one of my favourites, that one.
What they're all about.
From my mate Dal, top five things about Greys, which is where we're sitting right now. That's a struggle.
Yeah, clutching at straws on that one.
Oscar put top five Gogglebox stars. I've never seen Gogglebox, have you?
I've watched it once or twice, but I don't know any of their names.
No.
What other one was it? Top five songs that meant something to us.
I want to do that one.
Zaf Greenway. Cheers, Zaf. That's a good shout, that one, brother.
I want to do that.
Fraulein Doctor. Fraulein Doctor.
She's got a really good blog. She's got a really good blog.
I've checked it out, actually.
Yeah.
Top five Stew/Cunt and the Gang stories. Great choices there. Suggested on Twitter a while ago, top five movie speeches. Yeah, great.
Top five Smith songs. Five's never going to be enough.
My aunt might be worth a listen, smiley face. Thanks, Anita. It's not quite a top five, but we'll see what we can do there.
Right, there's loads more. Let's stop going. Let's just crack on, yeah?
Okay, all right then. So go on, and do you want to... Because I think I kicked off the last top five. When I went with twins and you had a go at me. Do you remember?
Oh, you know what? It was actually all right.
It was good, wasn't it? Can you get this out? Look, see, this is blocking my face.
Sorry. Right, okay. So do you want to start then?
Lost a few... No, I want you to go first this time.
Oh, right. Top five non-swear word insults.
You've got that one as well.
Right. Well, should we start with that? That might be fun.
Go on then, you cretin.
Ah, see, they're the ones that are good. It's ones that insult your intelligence.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Because someone will go like, "Oh, Stu, you fucking prick," and wouldn't bother me.
Walk off the duck's back, yeah. Bruv.
So I've got quite a few.
All right. Go on in. Because mine are really, really like that as well. So cretin's in there.
Yeah. Like, we've probably got the same list then. Because mine generally involve words that I generally call you.
All right.
I'm going to kick things off with moron.
Oh, yeah, moron.
Yeah. I think moron's really derogatory to your intelligence. Mm. You know, he's like, "Oh, you moron."
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just one of the ones where you just think, "Oh, I feel really dumb now."
Yeah.
Like, rather than just being called a fucking knob. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So mine would be something like cretin, I love. I don't know what it makes me feel like, cretin.
Superior?
Yeah. You really sound incompetent when you say you cret him. Another one of mine is, I think it's from Home Alone, and it's more of a sentence, and it's he says, "You are what the French called
les incompetents." Pillock.
Oh, yeah.
I like pillock. Again, it just means, it's one of the things, because the thing is, I know fundamentally I am a moron and a pillock.
Correct.
But I put a face on it, like, you know.
You don't.
I can't be. I do a podcast, you know. Mm. I'm a DJ. I'm a cool guy. Mm. I know deep down I'm not. And
it's not that deep.
No, I know exactly. It's never far from the surface. And
level,
when I get called on it, which is quite regular, it kind of cuts deep because I think, oh man, they've seen through it. They actually do know that I'm a Burke, which is another one of my.
Right, it's on mine, but do you know why? Do you know why it's on mine? Well, are you psychic?
I don't know. Trapdoor.
So, what is Burke short for?
I don't know. Tell me.
Right. So, Burke is like that. Again, it's another idea of someone being stupid. That's how we think, but it's not that. It's rhyming slang for the worst word. Berkshire Hunt.
Really?
Yeah. So whenever I call someone a Burke, I'm playfully enjoying calling them a cunt and they don't know it. So when I say, are you Burke? Really? Because again, insults are about intent. Really, in my head, I'm calling you, see you next Tuesday.
Oh, don't abbreviate it now. You've already just said it. Mm-hmm.
I just quite use it, like using all the different
variants
of it.
Pratt.
Yeah, Pratt's a good one. Because you say prick a lot, don't you? Prick's a big one for you.
Yeah, but prick's offensive. Like, and it's, well, it's a swear word, isn't
Pratt's
it?
Down from my innit.
I like
that. Because twat's stepped up a bit now, isn't it? Twat's
twat's borderline, isn't it? Like, whereas when I grew up, I thought twat was the same as twit. Yeah. Like, twit's good. My mate Mark called me a twit once, and I just thought, oh, that's really offensive. one of mine, I wouldn't say it's a swear word, but you tit. Just being called a tit, I think, is really good. Or often, if I'm kind of getting angry with my kids, and I try not to swear in front of my kids, and they're really playing up.
It's called slags.
No. Stop titting around, and then they really laugh at that.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the design of it? They really laugh at that, and it completely undermines me. Well, and then they go to their mum, and then they behave.
I was trying to tell the kids off the other day, and my brother-in-law went, are you trying to tell your kids off? And I was like, yeah. He went, yeah, it sounds like you're telling them a story. And I just thought, that sums up my parenting. Now, once upon a time, there lived two naughty girls. I might as well have said that. And it was just like, I got called out on that. And I thought, yeah, I'm not that assertive, am I? You're not telling your kids off. It sounds like you're telling them a story.
Hallie, stop doing that. No. Okay, then.
What other ones you got?
So, other ones. I like an M.
What?
For a non-swearing insult, I like a word beginning with an M. You mug, you muppet, or you melt. Melt is one that comes back to me timing. It's the gift that keeps giving, melt.
Yeah, it's a bit Ray Winston, isn't it?
I guess it is. Yeah. It is a bit.
Mug's a bit Danny Dyer.
Fucking mug.
Yeah. Minge.
Minge.
That's a good one.
Oh, got one.
Go on.
Chod. It's one of my new favourite ones.
Oh, you just made that up?
No. I literally don't know where my mate got it from, but chod is, he's a bit of a chod. Just a bit, I don't know, just a bit useless and a bit of a meathead. One of my other favourites is that I've got on here is, it's close to cretin, is imbecile.
Oh, that's good.
Cretin or imbecile.
Yeah.
Oh.
All words that make you sound really stupid.
Oh, it just feels nice.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get in a word that isn't offensive, and it's not one of my favourites, but it come about when we was driving home from the Lake District, stuck in traffic, and we all had a bit of... We hadn't slept for, like, probably very well for two nights, and we'd been doing all the swimming in the rivers and all that malarkey. We were knackered, and we just wanted to get home, and we were sitting in this traffic. So we played a game where we went through the alphabet, and the first time we went round, we had to say different words for a lady's private area.
Bits, yeah.
That might have been B. Biff was B. Talking about fellas' knobs. And then in the end, we kind of just got stuck on letters. And so we was just trying to reel off other ones. And the guy that was filming the kind of journey was this kind of very well-spoken, posh guy from Brentwood who refused to play the game. And me and my cousin and Justin were in the motor just going, like, you know, stem and stuff like that and pissing ourselves, like, just these different things. And when we was going, like, Ben, come on. And he was like, I'm not playing such a stupid game. And he was like, oh, come on. And he wouldn't do it, right? And he was getting more and more angry about the fact that we was kind of hysteric, getting hysterical, saying different words for a knob.
Mm.
And we just kept going, come on, Ben, you must have one. And in the end, he just went, oh, for Christ's sake, wand! And I'd never heard a knob called a wand. And it absolutely fucking slayed me.
Oh, gosh.
Christ's sake, wand. Yeah, that was...
That is very good.
That was good.
Just quickly, I started giggling at the start of that. You know, when you have other words for ladies' body down south. Salmon Canyon always gets a fucking giggle out of me.
I've never heard that.
My favourite one's sausage wallet.
That is good.
Gift that keeps giving. So is that, that's covered non-swear word insults, I think.
Definitely.
Pretty suitably.
Right. Top 80s feel-good movies that you've watched more than once.
Oh, it's a really good shout.
That's from my mate Dale. Darren John Ellie.
Coming in. Go on in.
Are we just going to rattle through these tonight rather than...
Yeah, we don't have to go too crazy, do we? No.
Right, 80s feel-good films that I've watched a lot. Breakfast Club. St. Elmo's Fire. I guess I could probably say not so much Pretty in Pink. I think it's good, but I don't know if I've even seen
Pretty
in Pink. It's all right. It's no Breakfast Club.
No.
First Police Academy. Adore it.
Yeah. Slamming.
The first Vacation film.
Yeah.
Insanely hilarious. Karate Kid inspired me to learn karate when I was
a kid.
And Elizabeth Shue, the foxiest woman in the
80s.
Yeah. I'm not going to make a reference to my next film and say about other foxy ladies from the 80s, because if you say Drew Barrymore in connection with E.T., that's kind of weird territory.
Bit of a nonsense.
But, but she was ruddy lovely, Drew Barrymore. Well, she'd become a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Still sounds like you're connecting them a little
no
bit.
Way out of that, is it without just sounding, it just sounds a bit odd, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, E.T., what a great film.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Right,
80s movies, feel-good movies. So mine would be... What probably takes the top spot is probably Goonies. It's because...
I should have had that in my list.
It's just... It's utterly... It captures that dream of kids dicking around in the loft.
Amazing.
You know, it's aspirational. The music in it and the wonderment in it is fantastic. Amazing cast. It is just the shit. Ghostbusters, again, I mean... As I've said before, it's one of my big ones. Then I would probably have Lost Boys, which I watched the other night.
I didn't think that was a feel-good film.
It's a bit scary, but I think it's a feel-good movie.
I sat down, it was on a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and I recorded it.
Colsey watched it.
And I sat down with the kids, and I was like, kids, like, come and watch this. And they weren't particularly engaged in it. And I just thought, oh, come on, he's so good.
Yeah.
Goddamn shit-sucking vampire.
Brother's a goddamn shit-sucking vampire. It is. I don't know. That's awesome for me. Any others? There are a shit ton more.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. We've done five easy there.
Well, all right.
I had top five things on toast.
Right, let's do that. Let's do that.
Who was that one? Who put the shout out on top five things on toast? Can you see?
Well, go on, you start. All and right, I'll have
okay. a look. So I'm going to start with just... Because I'll have any bread toasted.
Right, I want to clarify, right? I don't want this being one of your stupid things where it's like some kind of soda bread with avocado, and don't start throwing all that shit in it.
So my first one.
Oh.
Get some avocado.
You serious?
No, I'm joking. But fuck you if I want to go that way anyway. I think the fanciest one on here in terms of that would be...
Jack Miller, thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Would be when you turn just simple bread into a little bit of pizza with a bit of tomato puree and some cheese on top.
Yeah.
Put a little sprinkle of oregano, and it's a little mini toast pizza.
Okay. That's your number one?
No, it isn't my number one. It's just a special mention.
Okay.
One of my favourite things on toast...
Is that an honourable mention?
Yeah,
honourable mention.
No. Fair enough. One of my favourite things on toast, coming in at number five, is just butter. when you get a good bit of bread, whatever it is, I mean, even cheap bread,
yep.
and you butter it right, and you get your favourite butter,
you got. How do you have your toast?
I don't like it cremated.
Right.
So I like it to still be a little bit
soggy.
Yeah, but crispy on top.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you're just having butter, you can sort of whack it on a little bit thick, and then that's just fucking.
Yeah.
That's amazing in itself. You're winning, aren't you? What a start to your day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marmite would be probably number four.
Right.
Have you ever been a Marmite sort of person?
The Marmite cashews that we had with the beer the other night were amazing. I don't mind Marmite. It won't be my like go-to toast topping of choice. Mm. Won't make my five.
No, it would. I used to get a bit of a craving for that. Strawberry jam would be number three.
That's good.
Fucking love strawberry jam. Don't mind marmalade or lemon one, but strawberry jam's the one. I've eaten shed loads of that.
Because it's, you don't think, when you think of something on toast, you don't think sweet, do you? My brain just goes straight to savoury.
Yeah. All right, go on. I'll give you my other two, but have you got any others you want to throw in?
I don't think you can beat poached egg on toast.
Oh, yeah.
I think a poached egg on toast is amazing.
Yeah.
Did I write anything else? When you go to a restaurant and the toast is kind of, I don't know what they call it, but when it's cut in little triangles and it's kind of gone hard and you have it with pate for a starter.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
I'm all over that shit.
I think that's just called toast, bruv, really.
It probably is, yeah, but I don't know how they
French
get
toast?
No,
that's a small shit, isn't it? Yeah.
French toast is nice. But yeah, I know I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to kind of sandwiches and stuff like that. If we're talking toasted bread, can I introduce the Breville?
You can, because it's one of the best inventions ever.
Me and my mate Jim made a video detailing the Inter Breville cooling system. Which I don't know if you've ever made a baked bean Breville.
Oh, I fucking have, mate.
Yeah. I mean, that shit will take your face off.
Yeah.
Like, you, seriously, mate, don't laugh. Don't fuck around with a bean Breville. They're like, literally, I think, like, it's up there with, like, chemical warfare. You just, there's an unwritten rule, you just don't do it.
I think when they ran out of napalm in Vietnam, they were just dropping Brevilles, baked bean Brevilles out the fucking planes.
It is. It was modern on the McDonald's nuclear hot. Apple pie.
But the best thing about Brevilles for me is, like, you've got a sling cheese in there, which actually, heads up, so close to my number one, but cheese in a Breville, and because it leaks out, doesn't it, and then it burns and it goes hard.
Yeah.
That's like...
You always burn your fingers trying to pull that bit off. Yeah.
I'd have just that as offcuts. Yeah. If you're in a restaurant, who wants cheese Breville offcuts? I'd be like, starter, main and dessert, please.
Large, please.
Anything else in a Breville that you like? Because you have to... Because the Breville, you have to butter it on the outside, folks. Bread, don't you? So it doesn't...
occasionally will have tuna mayo... Oh. With the plastic burger cheese in it, and then Breville that.
I don't know how I feel about
Trust
that.
Trust me, I didn't know how I felt about that, but I can literally feel myself getting emotional.
You didn't emotional. Just, when Carol put it on table, you didn't just push it on the floor?
No, I threw it up the wall. Like, no, I didn't. I was like, not sure, be into it, taste sensation.
Really?
Never looked back. But with the end of Breville calling system, he's... When you have the triangle, like you bite the end off of one corner, and then you bite the end off the other, and then blow in.
Oh, shut up!
And the steam comes out the other
shut
end.
Shut the fuck
and
up!
And it chills the Breville.
Shut up!
I'm telling you, we made a video on it.
Oh,
we used to have a lot of time on our hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this when you're in a band?
No, this was when all my mates were all like. Trying to act a bit older than me and go to clubs, and I was like, "No, stay indoors and muck around and make videos."
Wine.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm gonna have to give that a fucking blast.
There you go. Okay, well, right, cool. What else you got left?
So then, sketty on toast. I like a bit of spaghetti on toast.
No.
Too soggy for you?
I don't like spaghetti.
Oh, okay, well that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Not spaghetti bolognese. I'm not losing.
No,
you remember.
No.
Pine spaghetti.
Yeah. No, I don't like it.
Or alfa spaghetti.
Yeah. Spit it out.
Special mention.
Yep.
To a pot noodle on toast.
That's not a thing.
It fucking is a thing. Go and have a pot noodle on toast. Go and have a pot noodle on toast. Whatever flavour you want. I recommend beef and tomato.
You turned that round, mum, with two giant pot noodles for a drunk cast, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Ate them and felt all bloated and done a bit of a Brian Harvey after his nine jacket potatoes.
Yeah, that's one. When you're ready to quit life, you'll know, because that's one of the last things you start eating. Because that's about where I was, and I was like, oh, I mean, they're quite, you know. I even bought grated cheese, so I couldn't be bothered, and I grated that on there. My friends were like, Chris, you got to leave the house, man.
Number one.
It would be cheese on toast, brother, with a bit of dollop of Worcestershire sauce.
Okay, strong.
The fucking daddy, it's the one.
Yeah.
You can have mature cheddar on there, weak cheddar, just any cheese. Just
any cheese. Well, I love the fact that them two any cheeses was both strong cheddar. Cheese or mild.
Yeah, true. You wouldn't put a Stilton on it, probably.
No.
Cod roe on toast good, anyway.
Cod roe?
Yeah. Ever had that?
I haven't had it on toast, no.
It's good.
I think you're making these up.
You, any other winners, or that's it, you're done with your Breville?
I don't mind peanut butter on toast.
Oh, good choice. Yeah. I concur.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Where are you going now?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From Andrew Hamer, top five TV programs that have a single word title.
Gladiators.
Mrs. was going off about how good Gladiators was at the weekend. I never got pulled into it. It just wasn't
even back in the day. You didn't
I was too old when I was shit. Yeah. But props to Wolf.
Shout out to Jet as well. I'm still single, Jet.
She's got to be about 900 now.
What's up? What's happening?
Yeah. Brass Eye.
Brass Eye is an amazing one. Yeah, okay.
MASH. You won't remember that.
No, I never really even when it came out. I'm struggling on first letter ones.
Friends?
I actually liked. Yeah, I like Friends. I wasn't like, didn't go mad for it. Bottom. There you go.
That's good. Like weird that you think about it. I've heard that, I think Friends is really good.
It is good.
I know it's not cool to like Friends.
No, I don't think things have to be cool for you to like them. God.
I think it's really good writing.
It is. It's funny and all that.
Yeah. Number one about Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Don't get any better than that, does it?
Great theme tune. Amazing theme tune. I'm trying to think of any others. I'm prepared for that one.
We're rattling through these, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is like a fast-paced podcast.
Yeah, we haven't dug deep into that one though.
Yeah.
Neighbours.
who's your favourite character in Neighbours?
Harold. He had that jowl, didn't he?
Yeah.
You look a bit like Harold these days.
No,
actually.
I don't. You look like
go on. I used to look like
Toadfish.
No.
Lance Jared Smart.
Jared Rebecca, Lance, yeah.
Yeah. No, and Jared then... Rebecca weren't. Lance Smart, he was just he was the moron, wasn't he?
Just a bit of a melt. Bit of a chod.
He weren't Neighbours, he was having away, wasn't he?
Was he?
They were brilliant when I was a kid. I loved them shows.
Yeah, I like Neighbours, I must say.
It was proper good.
Did you ever watch EastEnders?
Back in the kind of Dirty Den and Angie days, but no, I stopped watching that. Last episode I ever saw...
The theme tune is based on the sound of your mum falling down the stairs.
That's not your joke.
No, it isn't. No, no, no.
Who told you that?
I don't know. TM, right. My mate, 1996.
Right. Okay, what else have we got here? Top 5 regrettable haircut trends. Oh, man, we need to get that photo.
You, yeah.
Fuck off. You. That one of you. That brilliant photo.
I'm like that, ain't I?
Yeah. And you're so pleased with yourself. We.
I look like I've just survived. I look like I've just pulled through leukemia, genuinely. I've still got green skin in that, haven't I? I look ill.
You just. Everything about that photo is incredible. It's up there with that photo of Pip and his brother, where Pip's giving him a piggyback in that photo studio.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I won't put that on social media. But can we put that one up with you? Because obviously you look like a proper
Maybe you can whip it out at the live show. Maybe I'll give you license to pop it up at the live show.
Maybe we'll print some off and you can sign them.
Yeah. That photo on Facebook, every like 6 months to a year, someone starts looking at it again and then the conversation starts and the comments on that photo just go on forever.
What's amazing is I'll have a day where I just think, oh, I'm going to have a picture of Chris. And like, and I'm just like, here it is. And like, and then you only have to put one little comment on it and it reignites it. And everyone
starts commenting on it.
Yeah,
again,
it's good. It's that's my kind of, when I'm feeling low, I look at that. Or my favourite is the Jamiroquai headbutt. Whenever I'm feeling bad, I go straight onto YouTube and just watch that pap just nut him.
Bosh.
Everything feels fine after that.
Open,
right.
Yeah.
That's what you call justice. Like, what a vile little man.
Yeah, he changed. I used to like his lyrics. Say, Emergency on Planet Earth 2, Candy in My Heels. I just want to dance and I'll just burn the planet as well. He had a bit of a change, didn't he, in his attitude. Once he was effectively homeless, he went from being homeless to being a megastar and having the biggest car collection in the world. I'm gutted about that. I don't know. I'd like to meet him and see if he's a chod or not, really.
Don't try and make that a word.
C-H-O-D.
Right, okay.
Right,
where are we at? What are we talking about? Top 5 places for Chris to do a coffee enema. Top 5 female voices.
Mm. Okay. Brought this up, yeah, and I'm prepared for this. So I've had a little think about it.
Have you?
I've got a couple of trickled into my little head. Back when I was young, Gwen Stefani had the voice that I just thought it was really good. I liked Tragic Kingdom. I was like 15, really liked it. She sang a cow called Different People, and yeah, loads of other ones. I quite liked her, as a kid.
I never liked No Doubt. I thought they were a bit rubbish.
You mentioned this on
they're just a bit nothing. Like, I weren't a big fan of that kind of era's. A lot of them bands that kind of done that pop punk, the ska thing,
post punk sort of ska.
Yeah, I weren't feeling that.
Green Day era.
Like, no, we're not Green Day. Like things like, I don't know what bands. A bit more ska influenced. Like I didn't rate that.
Probably because you were so die-hard, Scar, wasn't you? You loved all the madness stuff.
Well, I like Scar music, but I just didn't really like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Slant on it.
And I never... Some of her solo records were all right. Do you know what? I liked... I probably have heard it now. It wouldn't be good. I quite like... They done that, hey, baby, hey. That was quite good.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was... They decided they were going to be like a bit of an R&B thing, didn't they?
Yeah, I'd gone away from them by that point, yeah.
And I never thought she was particularly attractive. She weren't my bag.
Proper crush on her.
Did you?
Yeah, really liked her. She was right on my street. I was a bit alternative. It was a little bit the sort of new metal era.
Yeah, yeah. She kind of donned that fashion early on, didn't she? Lots of baggy Adidas tracksuit bottoms and all that.
Malarkey. Yeah, so she floated my boat. Who else from around that era? Beth Orton. Do you remember Beth Orton?
One of the worst gigs I ever went to.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I have no issue with Beth Orton, but I went... my then girlfriend lived in Hull, and not in Hull. I was staying up there, and Beth Orton was playing at the uni, and it was really boring, really boring. I was watching a Leonard Cohen tribute concert the other night, and she came out on there, and she was all right. But that night really weren't impressed.
Was she a bit flat, was she now?
Just not, didn't have the charisma, and I don't think the audience were that engaged for someone just standing there playing songs like that. I think, you know, at that point people wanted to hear stereophonics and like that, do you know what I mean?
She did a couple of tracks with the Chemical Brothers back in the day, and I fucking loved them. There was that one off Dig Your Own Hole called... it was at the end, and it's just a banger.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, just waking. Oh man, I fucking
love
that
exactly
song.
How it sounded,
real good song. I'm a bit of a better voice than that, but she can't be faulted for that, mate. Go on then, mate. Blow me away. Who you got?
Well, I'll keep it on a pop tip. Not that I know much by her, but I'm going to base it on just some, like, if I like a song, I'll get a bit obsessed. At the moment, I heard. What was that song I played earlier, Brad? What's her name?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa? Is that how you pronounce it? That Be The One by her. And he's just such an infectious pop tune.
Really?
Yeah. And
was,
like,
was you playing that in here a little while ago? Yeah, it was solid.
It's really good. But I don't necessarily think she's got an incredible voice. But on that kind of pop thing, I'm rinsing that song. I will literally have it on loop until either my kids or Missy will be like, please turn it off. When I first heard Chandelier by Sia, it's a brilliant, brilliant record. But I just got a vocal took my head off. I just thought, when like a vocal goes up and you think, oh, that's good, and then it goes again and you think, oh my god, and then it kind of cracks and goes again, and it's pretty special. So I've watched lots of versions of her doing that live, and I don't know much of the other stuff, only the hits and that, and obviously she was in what was the band she was in? She was in the trip hop band, wasn't she? Fucking hell. Anyway, yes, she was.
Any other pop stars? Beyonce's got to have a shout. Her voice is pretty fucking powerful, isn't it?
Don't do anything for me,
no?
Mate.
I'm not saying I'm running to go and see her gigs, but I've seen a few of her gigs that I ran to. And, her voice is pretty fucking strong.
Yeah, but, I mean, funnily enough, I've got someone who's got on here that's got a ridiculously strong voice. But Sia's got a really strong voice, but it's definitive. Mm. I think Beyonce's voice sounds like quite a lot of other classic R&B strong singers. I don't think she's got a bad voice. I think she's got a really good voice.
I don't think
it's like...
There's not a unique tone to it.
No.
I agree.
No, I don't think it's anything like that you would go, oh, it just sounds like...
No, I agree.
Her.
Yeah. I think that if you look where she's come from, I think she's been formed straight down that road, isn't she?
Yeah.
Really not.
Yeah.
And I'd agree with that.
Well, I'll move on to like a really, really, probably the most powerful voice on here, and that's Shirley Bassey.
That's a good shout.
I absolutely love Shirley Bassey. I think her voice is incredible.
Yeah.
And... Years ago, obviously, I'd heard the Bond themes, but I went to what was the old rave venue called? Do you know what it was? It was before that. I went to Giles Peterson done a night. I can't remember what that venue was called in Central.
You're getting dementia, mate.
And they played Shirley Bassey's version of Light My Fire, and it's just fucking great. And I was like, I need that. And the only where I could find it was on like this kind of 4 CD box set thing. So I bought that. And there's something about her voice which is just incredible.
No, it's powerful, man. I love that era that she hails from as well.
Yeah.
Because my one like that, would probably be Ella Fitzgerald.
And
I've mentioned that before. And again, that's one I'd say for people to check out is Sunshine of Your Love. Her version of that with the brass band is one of the best records I've ever heard. And her voice in that is beautiful.
Because I said to you, was we talking about when we were talking with the Deaf Guitar Pop Boys about the Beatles? I was saying Shirley Bassey does a version of something.
That's right, yeah.
That's spectacular. Really, really good. I think she does a Fall on the Hill as well. But yeah, so that, can't not say Kate Bush, can you?
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Bjork?
Yep. Yep.
Not only do I love Bjork's voice, I think Bjork's just this whole insane package.
But when you said about Gwen Stefani, I was still, I only had eyes for Bjork at that point. Yeah. She was still the most beautiful thing on the planet. Yeah, yeah.
She's just phenomenal.
She's a little radiohead, isn't she? Just whatever she does, he's just miles away from anything
seeing
else.
Seeing her live shows are just never a disappointment. It's just so cool. That Biophilia one was just bananas, absolutely fucking bananas. Yeah. Any others? What about people like Adele? Do you like Adele's voice?
Not really.
No.
I think it's all right. I think it's all right.
Mm.
I wouldn't particularly get excited about listening to an Adele record, but it don't offend me.
I like her voice. I think she's got a unique voice. How she enunciation's quite unique, but I think her song composition's very good. I think she does write bangers. I think she's written some absolutely amazing songs.
She does a lot of that.
The most recent record and obviously ones prior.
Paul Wentworth, doesn't she?
That's right.
He DJ'd for me, which was quite weird. It was a bit of a coup that. And I remember all our residents, one being the We Are Lizards resident Bill, Discotheque credits, couldn't believe that Paul Wentworth was going to be DJing at a Queen of Oxen for us. And he was a bit special. Really, really good, yeah. He's a mega talent, isn't he? And I think, he needs a pat on the back for the Adele stuff. Mm. I think he's earned his stripes there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of ones that you might not know too much about. I don't know if you recall them. But there's a band called The Sundays and
Saturdays.
Sorry, there's a band called The Saturdays. Band called The Sundays.
Frankie. And, great singer.
And they, you may have heard it used in TV, and they do a version of Wild Horses by the Stones, but that's not really on there. But yeah, do you know the song that I can't think who'd done it? Here's Where the Story Ends, just a little souvenir.
Yeah,
that was the Sundays.
Oh, okay.
And someone recorded it again in the sort of mid to late 90s. But the singer out of that is called Harriet Wheeler. And her voice just breaks me in half. Absolutely breaks me in half. But an introduction to that, go and listen to The Sundays doing Wild Horses, and it's a shoulder shiver, that one.
No, I haven't heard that.
And another one is a woman called Natalie Merchant, and she was a singer in a band called 10,000 Maniacs. She's got a voice that's it just does me, absolutely does me. There you go. My female top five singers.
One more's just crept in. Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I've always liked her voice. She's got a proper voice and exciting band. Yeah, so I really liked her as well.
I've not seen them for a while.
No. Well, they're probably just like,
when they first come out.
So powerful, that record.
It was mental, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. Yeah, even their second record, I really loved it. I thought they wrote some absolutely fantastic songs, that.
Yeah, they were.
Fucking the shit.
Top five Scroobius Pip songs. What are your favourites? Let's just do two each,
Oakes Dokes. I will say Magician's Assistant, I think, is a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Do you know what? It's tough, because I haven't thought about this. But
how do you find listening to Pip's music?
When I first started listening, it was odd, because obviously it's one of your best mates, right?
Yeah.
And I still got the very first CD somewhere, fuck knows where, of him that he probably gave to only a couple of us. That was him on there. And I'd say it's completely normal. I love it. I'm so proud of him. Like, I remember when he finished Distraction. My favourite record of his is Distraction Pieces, right? That was solo effort, not ones with Dan. Repent, Replenish, Repeat was really good. But yeah, so off of that, I mean, even Let Them Come lyrically, there's so many on Distraction Pieces that I think are brilliant. I could put that up against any other rap record, any other record I've ever heard. Distraction Pieces, I think, holds true. Yeah, and I'm really impressed, and I'm really proud of him for doing that. But if I was going to break down other ones,
what's quite good is as well is every now and again, like when I first heard Interdiction, I thought, fucking hell, that's amazing. And I thought, send him a message, that's incredible, man. And he'll generally just say something really horrible back. And I just think, I wish we didn't always roll like this. Mm. But it's how it is, isn't it?
Such a tough life, isn't it? We've got such a tough game. Unsung heroes we are.
We can never really open up to each other.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I love you, man. I'm always there for you whenever you need
me. But the video to... when I first did a video, and everything about You Will See Me, blew me away.
Yeah, like,
absolutely blew me away. Mm-hmm. He's weird because you're like, it's Pip, isn't it? Mm. And it is strange, but he's the real deal, isn't he?
Hmm.
Like,
yeah, definitely. When I read them or hear them, I'm like, that's just so well thought through, mate, you know, and such a so clever play on words. Yeah, he's earned his right to have done as well as he has. I would say Letter From God To Man is another one.
That's the other one I wrote down on here, yeah.
And Dan's beat on that is fucking brilliant. But then probably the one that I'll always hold... There's two, and they're both off the first record, which is probably 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Because really that encapsulates him and his thinking in art and his connection to art that he's always sort of had. Picture paints 1,000 words within these 1,000 words.
I'll
draw a picture in your mind that breaks all the thirds, all that jazz, all that bollocks. I think that's really cool. And you get an insight into him and why he's got that disgusting... like that. So I think that's quite nice.
What?
In the first. Why he's got a stutter, he tells the story.
I couldn't understand a word you were saying.
And that's what we have to live with. That I've got him doing that, and you all over the shop. I can't understand anything that goes on. Next week's going to be a nightmare. I'm glad we've had a couple of months off of it.
Oh, honestly, yeah. That's this weekend. You got your little weekender, ain't you?
Yeah, well, us being Pippi. Locked in a house.
Me and Pip's brother get like a kind of courtesy invite. Yeah, there's a couple of nights of UFC if you want to come over. But you're moving in round there, aren't you? Gonna have a little sleepover with Dave.
We've got PlayStation. I've very kindly hooked us up with a PlayStation and VR and 26 video games. And we are gonna get busy with the games. And yeah, and just totally smash out a load and film a load on Facebook.
I'm going to come around Friday night on my way to the club. And
that's like when you came over last time.
Yeah, it was just weird. You had that T-shirt on that was the same. It had a plant on it, wasn't it? And Pip got that photo of you in the chip shop standing next to the plant, and it looked like your T-shirt was the actual plant. Yeah, I'm going to come over and obviously be made to feel a bit awkward because you don't want me there because. Pip probably wants to put his big hairy finger.
He normally does it when I'm asleep, so doesn't
he? So you're actually around there for the weekend because there's two nights of UFC, aren't there?
Games night before that as well. So
Frat bros.
It's gonna be awesome.
Couple of cool guys.
No girls allowed. what was I gonna say? But probably my favourite one, I don't know, will always probably be Rat Race.
Okay.
Still off the first record. I think Distraction Pieces is a mile apart. I mean, it's much better.
Yeah.
I think that whole record is just the shit. But in terms of personal, I thought Rat Race is brilliant. I thought that unveiled his skills and his thinking and his uniqueness. Yeah. Okay. How about you then, mate? Any others?
No.
Back From Hell is the worst song that was ever written.
Okay.
It isn't. It isn't shit at all, but I like to act like it's terrible.
But Beat of My Heart Skips is cracking.
Mm.
Like, Yeah, look, can we just stop saying nice stuff about him now? Because we've been quite nice about him.
Yeah, he's a cretin.
Yeah, moron.
Okay. So shall we look? That's 47 minutes.
Right.
So what are we going to do here? Are we going to do two little 47, 40, 40
Let's do
minute
that,
parts?
We've got to put the there's going to be probably the
an advert
and stuff like that. So should we have a quick wee break and then we just do some more rubbish?
Yeah, and then we're going to plug these lovely t-shirts.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see that you actually wore it today. Actually, I don't know why I don't wear either a drunk cast t-shirt or
we didn't get
them
made in double XL.
That's offensive.
See you in part two.
Cunt. It's a drunken soiree in the Within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.